This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A divided U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to suspend the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling last night, with the majority support from both Democrats and Republicans to overcome opposition from both parties. The House voted 314 to 117 to approve the measure. The Senate now has the document and could vote as early as today. 165 Democrats and more than 149 Republicans who voted for it backed the measure and pushed it through. FBI Director Christopher Wray continues to ignore a House Oversight Committee subpoena and could be held in contempt soon. A whistleblower alleges the document the FBI is hiding involves then-Vice President Biden for taking $5 million in foreign money in exchange for policy votes. The FBI claims the unclassified document is protecting human assets. Chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, James Comer, on Fox News.
We've seen a pattern of Joe Biden, when he was vice president, leaving a country after he talks about foreign aid and foreign policy, and his family members start receiving payments from that company. We saw that in Romania. We've seen that in China. We've seen that in other countries. That would suggest that this allegation has merit.
A proposed rule aims to make automatic emergency brakes mandatory in all new vehicles. John Schaefer reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration believes this could significantly reduce pedestrian crashes and rear-end collisions. Their estimates show it could save 360 lives and prevent 24,000 injuries annually. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg compares this innovation to seatbelts and airbags, expecting a major impact.
Jordan's highly anticipated royal wedding got underway this morning between Crown Prince Hussein and his 29-year-old Saudi Arabian bride, Rajwa Al-Saf. This is USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Former attorney and convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh is pleading not guilty to federal financial crimes related to the death of his former family housekeeper.
Murdaugh formally pleaded not guilty to a series of federal financial crimes at an arraignment hearing in Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday afternoon. It's the first time he's been before a judge since being sentenced for the 2021 deaths of his wife Maggie and son Paul. Murdaugh's defense team entered the not guilty plea, but they did indicate he would be requesting a change of plea hearing in the future. Murdaugh faces charges that include accusations he stole millions of dollars in settlement money from the family of his housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield, after what's being called a trip and fall at the Murdaugh family home. I'm Skip Kelly.
We love Trump! We love Trump!
Just a couple of weeks after being rained out of a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, presidential candidate Donald Trump has returned. The former president will speak at a breakfast this morning in Urbandale, that's a suburb of Des Moines, then appear in a Fox News town hall from Iowa tonight. Trump will return to Iowa Saturday along with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other 2024 Republican presidential candidates at the Iowa State Fair. British politicians are now a legitimate military target for Moscow. Dmitry Medvedev, a senior Russian official, made the comment after the UK's Foreign Secretary James Cleverly argued Ukraine has the right to use force within Russian borders as part of its self-defense. This follows a series of drone strikes that hit Moscow's wealthiest neighborhoods. Ukraine has denied responsibility. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you know, it wasn't going to be easy because it makes too much sense. And there's a lot of nonsense out there that we've got to wade through, no doubt about it. I don't know if you heard about this, but the CDC just dropped a bombshell on the vaccinated. There was a COVID outbreak at the CDC's 2023 annual Epidemic Intelligence Service Conference, okay? After conducting a survey, the CDC discovered that a full 12% of their attendees contracted COVID during the event. You didn't realize that that was all part of, part of the service and what was going to be dished out to everybody. Well, here's the kicker. Out of the 181 confirmed COVID cases, 100%, okay? 100% of the people were vaccinated. All of the people who contracted COVID had already received the COVID vaccine. Remember when we were told if you got vaxxed, you wouldn't have to worry about COVID anymore? Well, however, because no one was hospitalized, the CDC presented the situation in their report as an example of just how effective the vaccines are. See, this is what happens when you can control the narrative. You can change the rules to make everybody comport and believe whatever you want them to believe. Grover Norquist is with us. He is the American for Tax Reform president, and here we're here to talk about this ongoing debt ceiling debate. Grover, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Absolutely good to be with you.
Well, okay, break it down for us. No spin, just the facts. What are we looking at here with this debt ceiling debate?
Okay, Biden wanted one thing, and that was, well, he would have liked many things. He got one thing. The one thing he got was the debt ceiling was increased to go past the next election. Debt ceiling increased. Then he got nothing else. Now it was the list of things that the Republicans got. They took $20 billion that was scheduled to go to hire IRS agents. This is of the $80 billion. Mm-hmm. $20 billion was taken and put in other areas. Okay, and another $2 billion was taken and just cut not spent anywhere. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I've been confused because some people say, oh, it's $1.5 or $2 billion taken out of the $80 billion that was supposed to go to the IRS. That's true, but it's two plus another $20 billion that is taken away. So it's $22 billion taken away from the IRS. That is a very, very helpful thing. One of the reasons is Washington Post reporter said that the left is quite worried that now, whenever the Republicans are arguing with Democrats, and the Democrats say, oh, we'd like more money here, as they do the budgets this summer, the Republicans go, well, I don't think you can get it, but maybe you could take it from the IRS. We can give you the IRS is money, okay? Do you want more food stamps? We'll give you $10 billion of food stamps out of the IRS.
So it's become a nondescript slush fund then.
Yep, piggy bank.
Easy
to loot because everybody in the country is very unhappy about it. Mm-hmm. And so you're not, the only people you're irritating are you know, the central command in the White House.
Yes.
But you could always go, well, the Republicans in the House wouldn't let us, so we'll do that. So that's not only helpful, it's helpful down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It also clawed back the COVID money that hasn't been spent yet. That
yes.
goes back in and does not get spent in any way. The president promised he would start any moment now, now that COVID's sort of over, according to them, students who owed money on mm-hmm. their student loans have not been paying the interest on those loans for the duration of COVID.
Right.
And he promised that any day now he was going to require that. Well, the Republicans, nasty souls that they are, said, we don't trust you. And then they put it into the law
right.
As to when they will have to start collecting those as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now looking at, SNAP, if you get certain benefits, food stamps, welfare,
mm-hmm.
TANF, more people have to work in order to get that. It increases the work requirements for healthy people. It's amazing to me that they weren't, that wasn't required of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So the CBO scores it that it's about $1.3 trillion less being spent over the next 10 years. That's how CBS scores it. You can always argue with CBS that mm-hmm. they can go different ways. But it's not a teeny number. It's a good number. That's helpful. And then it says there's a limit on the discretionary spending, okay? The Pentagon has a limit, but it's higher. And mm-hmm. then the non-defense discretionary spending has a limit, can only grow up 1% a year. And obviously, with inflation at 5-6 something, that's actually a cut. But it's a 1% increase in nominal dollars
right.
For domestic discretionary spending. Now, it then says, oh, by the way, you have to pass them in the 12 different appropriations bills. So there's a defense bill and an education bill and a State Department bill, 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows us at the State Department bill to say, well, here's your budget, but the Republicans in the House will only vote for the money if there's a limit on X, Y, and Z. So you can actually legislate inside appropriations in a way that you could never get the president to sign a bill that just said you can't do X, Y, or Z with the State Department, but you can if it's attached to the money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it gives, this is a very important thing. This is one of the things that the Freedom Caucus people wanted when they were negotiating with the Republican leadership. Back as to who is going to be speaker, they said, we really want to know that we're going to have each of these bills and not a big omnibus, because mm-hmm. if we can get that, then we have more say-so.
Exactly.
Like a Hyde Amendment. You know,
well, okay, that's Grover, isn't that huge? I mean, that this is huge, yeah. right?
It's a very, and regardless of what your issue is, if you're a Second Amendment person,
mm-hmm.
banning the use of any of the funds in this thing to go for gun control is a very helpful project to have. And same thing with the Hyde Amendment. You can attach it to each of the, to as many of the bills as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And the people want the money so much, the bureaucrats want the money so much, they don't fight you quite as hard as they might otherwise on some of these rules that you get. Now, if the Democrats say, well, no, we don't like this because that gives the Republicans too much control. Okay, if we do end up with an omnibus, instead of a 1% increase, it's a 1% cut across the board on everything. Okay,
right.
So all of the spending interest inside, say, health and human services, and there are thousands, you know, everybody gets a haircut, or we take three of the programs and end them, right? So, the pressure from the bureaucracy will don't do the haircut on everyone. And again, 1% down with 5% inflation is a 6% cut.
Right.
That's pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm.
So this, it gives the Republicans in the House a lot more control on how you do the budgeting. And so these are helpful. And they're just a lot of little clawbacks on spending here and there that were you know, had been passed, and now we can take a little bit of those away. And again,
I'll tell you what, we got to go. Let's go to break.
Yeah.
We'll pick it up from there. We got more from Grover Norquist right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Ronald Reagan in 1983 that said, you know, there's some people who would have you stand on principle that if you don't get all that you've asked for, you jump off the cliff with flag flying. You know, I believe half a loaf is better than none, and that you're not going to always get everything you want. I think the Rolling Stones sang a song something like that. Well, Grover, what you've presented and helped us understand is that we may have even gotten better than half a loaf here.
Well, remember, that Biden got the debt ceiling increase, and everything else in that 99 pages is a win for us. It's only stuff the Republicans wanted. There wasn't anything that he asked for and got or that the Democrats wanted. Now, we would have liked more on everything we got. We'd have liked to have twice as much, four times as much.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, when you go in and negotiate, at what point do you, you know, risk having the whole thing fall apart? And remember, they did walk out. Both sides walked out several times. So wherever we were pretty close to the breaking point. Could we have gotten 2% more or 2% less? Probably. You know, could have gone either way that way. Could we have gotten twice as much? No, not not as that was. We just didn't have the clout to do it. But this allows us to go into the next election with a win. And all summer long, this year and next year, we will be debating the spending bills, the appropriations bills, and that's where we can have public fights about who wants to do what, okay? And we want to end this program and you know, the sort of things that if you negotiate it with the president, you know, with the president like just this week, things that got in or out didn't get it that much attention, but when you have hearing and debate in the floor of, in each of these committees about whether something's in or out, that's when, you know, subsidizing transgender stuff for four-year-olds and stuff, the D's will have to stand up and say, I vote yes, okay, on all of the crazy stuff. How about, you know, and that's where, how about more cuts in the IRS? Up or down, guys, up or down.
Right.
Committee people will have to vote, and House and Senate people will have to vote, and one of the things that the Freedom Caucus people won in their discussion with electing McCarthy as speaker was an agreement that you'd largely have open rules on appropriations.
Exactly.
So we'll be able to walk down all these spending bills and say on the floor of the House and the Senate, Democrats will lose elections because of how they vote on the floor in the House and the Senate the rest of this year, all of next year. So this is a gift that keeps on giving, and that we force the other team not to have one big, if you put it all into one omnibus, somebody says, well, I had to vote for it. The defense package was there, and I'm for defense, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
They really cared about something else that they stuck in on the side there. But if you have to vote yes or no on the pieces of each of these bills, the American people have a much more accurate understanding of where their Democratic congressman really stands. They may have been hiding it as he could.
Right.
I did a radio show in Montana, and people were talking about how Tester up there hides what he really does in Congress. And because I asked, I said, do you guys not know what this guy's doing when he's
right.
in D.C.? Do you not have, like, telephones and telegraphs and stuff to find out what he's up to? And the answer is, they said, well, the press out here is as ridiculous as most places, but also Tester spends a great deal of time pretending to be somebody else.
Well, why not? When you're not held to account, I mean, you can get away with it. And this is what's allowed them, you know, and that has been that's been the tradition of the Beltway, has it not?
Well, it has been, and I'm looking at the map. North Dakota and South Dakota used to have two Democrats from both of those places. Those are states full of common sense people, but there were four Democrat senators, you know, George McGovern, for crying out loud, very left of center people, who in their demeanor came across as, aw, shucks, one of the guys. But when they were voting behind closed doors in D.C., very, very hard left. And now they're four Republicans from those two states. Now we just need to do the same thing for Montana and Georgia.
Yes.
And then Arizona, a number of states that ought not to, Nevada, for crying out loud, that ought not to be sending the senators to Congress. And the more there are votes that the American people see on budgeting issues, the more likely that is to happen. I think those of us looking at this bill and saying, well, the budget cuts were good, and if it's really $1.3 trillion, and, you know, when the CBO scores, I mean, it could be more. I mean, some people think it's $2 trillion, some people it's less. But it's moving in the right direction.
Right.
And this is the difference between compromise and losing.
Mm-hmm.
For much of my life, the left would say, you should compromise, when what they really meant was, you should lose.
Yes.
And since Americans for Tax Reform has focused on one bright line in the sand, no tax increase, No tax increase. No tax increase. And if you can hold that, you force the debate on the reforming government to cost less. If tax increases are an option, well, then you never have to reform the government.
Exactly.
Unless you just go get more money from the American people. There's some great World War II movie where the guy crashes, and the American crashes his plane and says, tell the taxpayers to go pay for another plane.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he can joke about it. He's, you know, he saved his life by, the way it crashed and stuff. But still, that's the little flip about, you know, the very expensive planes. Get more money from the taxpayers. So when we get the line in the sand, and that's the other thing that happened here. 11 years ago, we had this very same debate with Obama. And half the fight was, will there be a tax increase as part of the quote-unquote solution of the deficit? Because you could reduce spending to get future debt down, or you could raise taxes. And it was a widely held belief that they would be able to break the Republicans and get a tax increase to cover much. And at the end of the day, when I talked to John Kerry, the Liberal Democrat from Massachusetts, when we were down to needing $1.2 trillion more in debt reduction, his plan was to have all taxes, literally all taxes, no spending cuts whatsoever. And instead, the Republicans held because so many had signed the pledge never to raise taxes, and we forced a spending restraint and a sequester, which the other team is bloody murder about. So this fight was never even considered an option that taxes were on the table.
Right.
And McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, the leader of the Republicans in the House, he said, there are two bright lines in the sand as I negotiate with Biden and the White House. One, there will not be a clean debt ceiling. There will be spending restraint. Okay? Two, no tax increase. No tax increase, no tax increase. And if you're negotiating something and there's a teeny tax increase, that's losing. That's not compromising.
Exactly.
That's losing. And so we need to distinguish between losing. And if, let's say we get a $20 billion taken out of the IRS. Well, that's a compromise. I wanted 80 billion out of the IRS's budget. They passed it without any Republican votes. We need to take all of it back as soon as we can. But if we get 20 back, that and we go, okay, we'll do that because we think that's as good as we can do right now.
Right now, exactly.
And we come back later. That's a compromise, okay? But if we were going from 80 to 100, that's not a compromise.
No,
that's
losing. Well, and as, and as you said 100 days ago, Grover, we were getting nothing. The president says, I'm not negotiating, right?
Yes, he's the guy who folded, and the left has done this stiff upper lip thing because they were screaming bloody murder when it came out what this was, and then somebody smart on the left side said, shut up, vote for it, act like we won, and we will discourage the Republicans. And that's the game they're trying to play. It's just hard to do when you look at the real numbers.
Exactly. Well, this is why we needed you here, so you could give us the real numbers outside of the spin of what the mainstream media and, of course, what we're hearing from the Democrats as well. How vulnerable is Leader McCarthy now?
Oh, I think he's fine. He saved the day.
Yeah. It's just that the rest of the Republicans have to get the memo and understand exactly what happened here, right? Get it away from the emotion and look at the practicality as you broke it down.
Two-thirds voted for it, and a lot of the other guys understood what happened, but they're worried that their some of their voters will be mad at him. So if this moves forward, we'll see that it's a better deal even than we thought.
Well, Grover Norquist, thank you as always. Appreciate it. He's the president for Americans for Tax Reform.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. success. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. A divided U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to suspend the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling last night, with the majority support from both Democrats and Republicans to overcome opposition from both parties. The House voted 314 to 117 to approve the measure. The Senate now has the document and could vote as early as today. 165 Democrats and more than 149 Republicans who voted for it backed the measure and pushed it through. FBI Director Christopher Wray continues to ignore a House Oversight Committee subpoena and could be held in contempt soon. A whistleblower alleges the document the FBI is hiding involves then-Vice President Biden for taking $5 million in foreign money in exchange for policy votes. The FBI claims the unclassified document is protecting human assets. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Got a real treat for you. He is known for Beyond the Mask, Legacy Peak, and Overcomer. He is the director of this new movie, Birthright Outlaw. Aaron Burns joins us now. And, of course, Birthright Outlaw is going to be releasing on PureFlix come October 2023. And we know we can't wait, Aaron. I'm just saying that, okay?
Hey, glad to talk to you today. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, tell us about A Birthright Outlaw.
Yeah, so this is it's an adventure film. It's a Western set in 1890s Arizona. So it's a story about a small town and the preacher, his wife and daughter, where when you first meet them, everything seems normal. But you quickly find out that the wife has been hiding a past. And it comes out very early in the story that she's the daughter of the most notorious outlaw in the West. And outlaw has come back and found her. So that sets us off on a pretty epic adventure where she's their daughter's kidnapped and taken by these outlaws. And then they get to go on a journey of rescuing their daughter and then working through their own marriage and their own faith and those things through the story. So a really, really fun and adventuresome exploration of all those themes.
Yeah, you imagine, you know, the stress and tension that puts on a marriage, right? I mean, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, we're opening up the gates, and let's talk about stuff that we didn't talk about before. You know, back in that time, you know, we didn't have great expectations where you had all these, you know, these questions that you could ask to pre-qualify your spouse. Now you're finding it as you move along. So, but that makes for, you know, some interesting dynamics, to say the least, right?
Absolutely. I think it gives us a really neat opportunity to explore some of these themes, you know, about marriage and love and faithfulness and redemption in a pretty unusual and interesting context. And you mentioned the name of the movie is Birthright Outlaw. And we take a look at that concept of what is a birthright. And you know, typically it's the inheritance that you're given when you're born, right? And so the question is, most, you know, if you're born with a bad inheritance or you have a bad past, is that something that you can change, or is that something that you're trapped with? So that's a theme that we look at in the movie, as this character explores her past and explores ways to try to transform herself, and ultimately, you know, finds that transformation through God's love and through her husband's love for her.
Well, Aaron, you know, as the director, you come in, you have a set plan. Did this storyline, you know, breathe on you in such a way to where, as you are developing the story, that it starts, you know, adding some dimensions that maybe before you didn't anticipate? Did that happen?
Well, yes, I wound up confessing to my wife that I've been an outlaw for 15 years. No, just kidding. it was really neat to see it play out on set and through the production. And as each of the cast and crew members, you know, when you're working on a film like this, you'll have people come in from all over the country to get together for a month and a half to work on this movie. And people are coming in from all different backgrounds and all different walks of life. And a passion for me is, as I get a chance to work with these cast members and crew members, to share my faith and my heart with them while we're making the movie. And so it was very interesting to wrestle with and explore some of these themes with them. And in particular, one of our cast members just came from a very rough background and had, you know, done time as a bounty hunter and on both sides of the law and those kind of things in his past. And
really?
He was wrestling with these things, really started to explore what a relationship with God would look like and what a transformation of his own heart would look like. So that was just really rewarding and fulfilling to me to see the theme that God laid on our hearts already transforming lives before anyone had ever had a chance to even see the movie. So that brought a great deal of joy to us.
Don't you love our God? I mean, really, I mean, here you are. You're directing a movie. Next thing you know, you find yourself directing a life.
Yes. Yes. It's been a joy. It's always neat to see how he brings just the right people in through those circumstances, for sure.
Well, and it says a lot about your capacity and compassion as a director that you're open for that kind of interaction, because you hear, you know, the whole span and spectrum of different directors who just say, look, this is my project. You just stay to the script. I don't want any opinion, you know, this kind of deal. But it really, in those kind of collaborative environments, it really makes for a special dimension and adds, you know, special dimensions, I should say, to the, you know, to the project, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. And I'm a firm believer that pretty much every aspect of filmmaking is a collaborative enterprise. From, you know, the writing to the location finding to the, you know, as we go down, it's such a big, big team. And I try very hard to live in a, you know, in the model best idea wins. And so whether it's a cast member's idea to tweak a line, or, you know, a crew member's idea to change locations over here, to, you know, at some point, you know, decisions have to be made. But in the process, to have, you know, humility and collaboration winds up elevating the project. And it makes it way more fun to work on it. And I think when your team is working in joy, you know, it is very, very hard. It's long, long days. And you're always under tight time deadlines. I mean, you're trying to get through production. But when you're working together in a spirit of joy, it shows up on screen, too. And I think the audience enjoys the movie if they that the cast is enjoying themselves and the crew is enjoying themselves as they're making this piece of art.
Yeah, you ignite a special element of chemistry amongst the staff as well. We're talking with the director of the new movie, Birthright Outlaw, which is going to be releasing on PureFlix October of this year. His name is Aaron Burns. Aaron, most films you direct are inspired by your love of adventure and your faith. How does the movie Birthright Outlaw encompass these things? We touched on it a little bit. Maybe you can expand a little bit more. We've got a little less than 3 minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up with a dad who told me stories every night and a mom who gave me good books to read and just inspired me with a love for storytelling. And as I grew in my faith, just seeing the power of combining those things together and doing it in a way that it's fun and entertaining, and the kind of movies that I loved to watch as a kid, there just weren't too many of them that combined those adventure elements with your faith. So those are the things that drew me into a passion for doing this. Now I've got a whole pile of little kids of my own, and my two oldest boys are 9 and 7, and you know, we love to watch this kind of movie. So they're my first test audience, right? And we sit down and watch the rough cuts and tell them the story ideas.
How cool is that?
Make films, make films that I would want to watch with my kids.
That makes sense.
Birds and Co. That's our goal: is timeless family and faith adventure film.
Well, you worked with Lucas Black before, another rendezvous in this one, in The Birthright Outlaw. How much fun was this?
Oh, man. Lucas Black is an absolute work. He's the real deal, an Alabama boy who is as much, you know, an outdoorsman in real life as he portrays in the two films that I've got to direct him in. And so he brings his heart and his passion, his experience to the set. And it's so neat that he has a passion for ministry just as much as I do. And so see him love investing in people and sharing his faith and joining us, wholeheartedly, makes the whole journey quite a bit of fun.
Well, Aaron, do you realize how many other people are going to bring in their pile of kids to see this movie? Because I think it's going to be perfect. It's a perfect family movie. Yeah, just bring in.
Yes,
that's the new term. That's the new headline. We're going to bring your pile of kids to watch Birthright Outlaw. I love that. I can
that's
see
great.
That.
That's great. Well, I hope you guys really enjoy the film, watching it as much as we enjoyed making it for you.
Well, congratulations. The director of Birthright Outlaw, Aaron Burns, has been with us. And, of course, releasing on PureFlix in third quarter of this year, right?
That's right. Yeah, should be early October.
Okay, we'll check it out for sure. And is there a website, meanwhile, we can connect with to stay informed?
If you just look at Sony Affirm's website or at PureFlix.com, those would be the two places that would have the information about it.
Aaron Burns, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it this morning. All the best.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingarona, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got the birthday boy with us, Dr. Ted Bear. Can I still call you the birthday boy?
No, I'm old. Too old. I was trying to forget about it.
Cut it out. Come on.
What am I doing on your show at 77? You've got to get some young person, but then again, they're all woke, so you're not going to get them on the show.
Well, you can get them on the show, but you can't understand them.
I need
an interpreter.
They'd know Jesus was their Lord and Savior, and they'd embrace Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I'm on the West Coast with you, and if we might divert just a moment, only because it has some cultural importance here, and that is what's going on with Dodger Blue and the Nuns of Perpetual Indulgence. What a mess, speaking of wokeism, only because you brought that up. And here, you know, I grew up as a Dodger Blue fan, and to see what's going on there is just unbelievable.
Well, you want my true story? I mean, my father was on Broadway, so I grew up on Broadway, and the Dodgers were Brooklyn Dodgers. So Brooklyn Dodgers.
And I'm telling
you, the Brooklyn Dodgers, when they moved... We used to listen to them on those little tiny radios that you put a little thing in your ear. Do you remember those radios?
That was my first radio. Are you kidding me? Those little transistor radios? Oh, my God.
And listening to the Brooklyn Dodgers and
Vince Scully.
Costell years later. Yeah. He went to NYU Law. I went to NYU Law, left-wing commie Pinko Place. And anyway, so, you know, they moved from New York. And who are they? I can't remember.
Yeah, something got lost in translation. It's when like you go from east to west, yeah, exactly.
Woke.
Yeah,
they went woke when they moved from Brooklyn. Brooklyn was a great stadium and a great place. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that.
Lots of tradition. Yeah, but you know, the thing is, though, Ted, after all is said and done, look at after all that the NFL went through, I mean, not that long ago, a couple of years back, after it got Kaepernicked and whatever, is the NFL better as a result of that? And all these other woke companies and the Dodgers doing this? It's like, come on, you know, stick to what you do best, play baseball, entertain the fans, and we'll keep coming and hot dogs and Cracker Jacks and peanuts and all that good stuff.
Bill, why would anybody want to play $100 per person or $200 per person or $300 per person or more if you've got a little box to go see, you know, a group of perverts who psychologically damaged, blaspheming Jesus in a sexual way. Uh-huh. It's absolutely incredibly horrible. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about movies.
Well, let's talk. And speaking of which, a man of the fabric, Yogi Berra. It ain't over. Oh my goodness!
I was gonna talk about that, but let me bring some good news to you.
Okay.
When the other day we went to Fast X, and of course Fast X is Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. It's now one of the biggest grossing movies. It is the most right wing conservative movie. But then I thought, every one of these movies that are big movies this year have been extremely right-wing conservative. Now, what do I mean by that? Fast X, I mean, I don't understand why nobody in Hollywood picked up on this. The villain is just gay as a bedbug, and it's just horrible. And it's he is just evil. And they say that he's psychotic
right.
in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the new head of the CIA is his best friend.
Yeah, right.
And the CIA has gone south and become evil. And the FBI has gone south and become evil. I mean, this is like, you know, reading some conservative journal every day. And yet it's Fast X, and it's making hundreds of millions of dollars. And then the other one before that was Guardians of the Galaxy, where the villain is Fauci, who's trying to trans all these little characters. And he has to be blown away, and he thinks he's God, like Fauci, and he's removed, and they're actually told that there is a God, and they're told that there is a heaven, and they save the babies. They save the little children. And
Super
Mario Brothers is about devil being defeated when he's trying to marry the bride of Christ, and Covenant is about Biden leaving hundreds and hundreds of people in Afghanistan who were promised to come over, and it's about a lieutenant colonel who his translator saves him, and then he goes back for his translator. And at the end, they say, we made a covenant. A covenant is a promise you have to keep. We did not keep our promise. Now, I've just given you four of the movies, and then there is Creed 3 and all these other movies, Jesus Revolution. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, Bill, if you're talking about woke, on the other side, the movies that are doing well, and let me quote you what is Super Mario Brothers is now up to $1.2 billion or $300 million.
Right.
Guardians of the Galaxy is up to like $500 million. Ant-Man is even conservative. John Wick is very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
All these movies are in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and everybody says, well, doesn't this send a message to Hollywood? Well, you know, the thing is, it does. And the fact is, they're producing these movies, and we don't have to be negative all the time.
Right.
More people are being baptized at Pirate Code, and all these movies are talking about God and faith and values and bashing all the woke content. So, you know, there's another side of the culture.
Right.
I always say that when the things were worse, like 1812, when the Supreme Court justice said that America was so pagan it would never turn Christian, well, you know, revival broke out on Wall Street. So it always breaks out where you don't expect it.
And when it's needed most is what Charles Finley said. And and right now, no doubt, at each time, Ted, it's the thing that God has impressed on me is we're in a season of wheats and tares. They're both growing up together right now, and those that are called to be wheat, may you be faithful to that calling, because we need the wheats, because the tares are they're growing alongside right now, and he that discerns and will judge between the wheats and tares is coming soon.
Amen.
Oh.
Now you want to talk about Yogi Berra, who was great, and the Yogi-isms were great, and he was.
What was your favorite Yogi-ism? Speaking of which,
well,
I mean,
now that you've asked me, I'm going to have to look at the review and pick it out. So
number one is the title.
It's over.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so many good quotes, many wonderful Yogi-isms that are just okay. Yeah. I guess my favorite is that you take a. Come to a fork in the road,
dig it.
And I went to Dartmouth where Robert Frost was teaching, and he talks about the other road not taken in the woods. So this is a very funny line. I don't think Yogi Berra meant to compare it to Robert Frost, who was comparing it to previous poets, but it's wonderful. He was a brilliant. You know, the thing is that I didn't realize until the movie. but you probably did, Bill, because you're very savvy, is that Yogi Berra was a gracious man.
Yeah.
He was not selfish and selfish, you know, promoting. And that meant that when he was let go wrongfully, everybody said it was wrongfully. I'm sure Howard Cosell from NYU Law said it was wrongful. He didn't make a stink about it.
No.
This is the head of the company, and he's letting me go. This is the manager. The manager was a little goofy, and he went peacefully.
Yeah.
He went graciously. Now, that is a man. That
yes.
is a real hero.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, another one of his yogiisms was that you should always go to other people's funerals, otherwise they won't come to yours.
I know, and I use that for Billy Graham. I went to his funeral because he wouldn't come to mine.
But. Yeah, yeah. How dare him? I know, but it goes on and on. But you can have a lot of fun. Just Google it, and like you know, the future ain't what it used to be. He used to say. So it's endless. But this movie, as you said, it's just, I think it's just a precious, precious movie. And you will fall in love with it. Even if you weren't in love with Yogi Berra before, you will be. And you'll fall in love with him once again.
Amen.
Yeah. So so it ain't over. So check it out, the Yogi Berra movie, and get ready to have lots of fun. Now, a couple of other discussions that you have there at Movie Guide is embracing change, an industry that's at the intersection of tradition and innovation. Break that down for us. We got a couple of minutes left here.
Go ahead. You know, we have a radio industry, and I know this because you and I were just, you know, at NRB.
Yes.
The radio was the backbone of NRB since the 1940s, and the NRB was created to defend the Christian radio stations, and many of them are deeply concerned. You know, people told me they're fighting to get AM radio still in cars, mm-hmm. even though Tesla took them out, mm-hmm. and they're
Didn't Ford say they're going to keep AM in their cars?
Yeah, they're going to keep AM. Now, now the fight is, but radio is not really. I love these people, and I'm right near Salem's headquarters.
Right.
So I don't want to say anything bad. They might hear me. But the truth of the matter is, it's moving in a new direction, mm-hmm. and there are all sorts of new tools. And if you look at industries. The film industry came in, and then in the late 1940s, television really kicked in. And the film industry thought television was just a toy, mm-hmm. and they didn't get into television, and it stole their audience.
Right.
So you went from, you know, majority of Americans going to movies every week to down to 44 million in 1965, down to 17 million in 1968. You lost those people because people were watching television. And then, a friend of mine, Harvey Schwartz, who was worked for me when I was head of the TV center at City University of New York, invented videotape. Everybody thought videotape was a toy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then they thought DVDs was a toy. And now they think AI is just a threat, but it's not. All these things can be used for good.
Dr. Ted Baer, with that wisdom, I'm telling you, he's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Check it out. MovieGuide.org is where you want to go. Dr. Ted, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you. God bless.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?